It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be on the free Odyssey app. You could be listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, or you could be on a smart speaker. All you got to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. So as you get ready for the weekend, hard weekend, I'm here with you. I got you covered. I get started every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 3 p.m. Pacific. Shout outs to everybody who held me down out west. Everybody in Vegas. What's up, Jazniel? Again, what's up? Thank you again. A little bit of difficulties out there. I'm glad we got things worked out. Thank you very much. And thank you so much to all my folks out at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Had a good time. Anyway, I'm going to continue to have a good time for the next 2 hours here of the show. We've done a lot. This has been a busy, busy Friday. It's official. Alabama wasted no time. They announced it about 30 minutes ago. Alabama has hired Kalen DeBoer as their new head coach. Yes, he just led the Huskies to the college football playoff, the championship, and they lost. They lost to Michigan. But this man has had nothing but success throughout his tenure, not just at Washington, but pretty much anywhere that he's been. He was the head coach at Fresno State. Held it down in Washington over the past 2 years, accumulating a record of 25-3. Pretty nice. And then he coached Sioux Falls at the NAIA level, where he won 3 championships. His all-time record as a coach in college, 104 victories to 12 losses. And quite competitive, right? Let's see what Kalen DeBoer can do down at Alabama now that he's out of Washington. How is he going to recruit? You know, is Nick Saban going to be passing on the wisdom to? We have no idea. I guess Nick Saban is going to pass on some wisdom, but we'll see what happens sooner than later. We also talked about Gerard Mayo. He's the newest head coach, latest head coach, only the 15th head coach in the history of the New England Patriots. He's also the first black head coach. We found out that he had a clause in his contract that said, when Bill Belichick is gone as the head coach of the Patriots, it's you. Gerard Mayo joined the coaching staff in 2019. He is also now the youngest head coach in the NFL at 37 years old. Congratulations to Gerard Mayo. We had a conversation with Mike Giardi from the Boston Sports Journal. I asked him very, very plainly, like, hey, why Gerard Mayo? We know about his 8-year NFL career. We know about him being an all-pro and a pro bowler. He won a Super Bowl. But why him? He said he's a natural leader. He says he can relate and connect with anybody. We'll see if fans in New England, if the fans in Boston have enough patience for Gerard Mayo to lead the way and turn things around. It wasn't happening with Belichick. Are they going to have some patience and grace with him? We're going to find out sooner than later. We've talked about the Browns and the Texans. We've talked about this cold-ass game coming between the Dolphins and the Chiefs. And a matter of fact, in about 15 minutes from now, it's going to be time for a new conversation. Okay, it's going to be time for a new chat, especially when it comes down to the weather. We're going to go to Kansas City and talk to Warren Sears. Warren Sears is joining us. First 5 Warren meteorologist from KCTV in Kansas City. So, yeah, if you're asking me how to keep warm in Kansas City, I'm going to ask Warren for some advice. He's probably going to say, it's dangerous outside. Stay home. We'll find out. We'll talk to Warren sooner than later. But we got to talk about this match. Because there's not going to be much going on here when it comes down to weather. Because the Detroit Lions, they play inside. And I'm sure Detroit, I don't even have to look it up. I know the Midwest is cold. Chicago is freezing and Kansas City is freezing. I know Detroit, they cold as well. The Lions, they went 12-5. They ain't cold. The Detroit Lions are actually probably feeling pretty hot right now. This is their first playoff home game in 30 years. They haven't won in just as long. 1992 is the last time that they went out there and won a playoff game. And this is a cool part about this game. It's a grudge match. Why? Because you got two quarterbacks that were traded for each other. Let's not forget, it was 2021 when Jared Goff took on the Rams. Where Jared Goff was on the Rams. Jared Goff has gone to Super Bowl or a Super Bowl. He lost. Matthew Stafford was on a Lions team that was going absolutely nowhere. He holds their franchise record for passing yards and touchdowns. And now they're in a space where they were traded for each other in 2021. Sean McVay was sick of Jared Goff and his turnovers. Matthew Stafford was looking for a place to go ahead and win. Matthew Stafford enters into the Rams, and they go all out, and they win a championship. And at the time, you would think that Detroit, with Jared Goff, that they were going nowhere. That Jared Goff was jettisoned out to just quarterback Siberia to the Lions, a laughingstock. And this has worked out for everybody, right? The Rams won a Super Bowl with Stafford. The Lions are relevant with Jared Goff leading the way. And then when you think about the other picks that the Lions got and what they turned them into, Sam LaPorta, thank God, I think he's going to be coming back from his injury. I think he's okay. This man is turned into a Pro Bowler as a rookie. Jahmyr Gibbs, lighten it up. Jameson Williams, I don't think they even fully tapped into what he can do as a wide receiver. Hopefully he can play a full season next year. No problems, no issues. But the Lions have won, and the Rams have won, especially for how the Rams started off this season, which was piss poor, for a lack of a better term or phrase. The Rams started the season at 3-6. You got Puka Nacua, who is over here breaking rookie records as a receiver. Matthew Stafford started off the season. His wife is running her yap on podcast about how he's not able to connect with some of the younger players, and here we are right now. All the success in the world. The Rams finished the year at 10-7. Wouldn't have thought that this would have been the case. The Detroit Lions finished at 12-5, and now we got a matchup of two dudes who were traded for each other, and Goff and Stafford. I'm looking forward to seeing this on Sunday night. No, we don't have the benefit of watching these two teams freeze outside out in Detroit. But the competition, the quarterbacks, they understand what's at stake, and people are going to pit them against each other. And I'm sure nobody wants to prove more than a dude who hasn't won a championship. And that's Jared Goff. Jared Goff, he spoke to the media and he said this. You believe him if you want. He said there's no extra motivation to beat the Rams.
No, I mean, obviously there's a personal connection there, and they're not just for me, but for a lot of our players and some of theirs as well. But no, I think, you know, I so badly want to win a game for this city and win a playoff game for this city that hasn't had one in so long. We got a home playoff game for the first time in so long, and that's so much more important than anything personally for me. I want to be a part of this win and do my job the best of my ability.
My God. Hey, Ryan, he's lying, right?
He's lying. The game, if they win, he'll be running around, I think, a little extra joyous after the game.
Yeah. Like, he's sitting around, and he's telling whole-ass lies here. Like, you sitting here, you're telling everybody there's no extra motivation to take on the team that got rid of you, that traded you, that didn't want you. They went to the Super Bowl with you as the starting quarterback. Obviously, they didn't believe in you enough. They gave you the boot. That's not even athlete-added motivation. That's human motivation to say, I'm going to go out there and prove you wrong. And so he can play the game about there's no motivation. Goff is stewing over this. He's stewing over this. He doesn't want to give bulletin board material. He doesn't want to let people know what's in his head. So I understand him saying it. But we know you are burning inside. You are burning up inside to go out there and prove them wrong. At least to send them packing. Somebody who's not lying, I guess because he won a Super Bowl, he's less concerned, is Matthew Stafford. He said, going back to Detroit, I'm excited.
People out there, you know, didn't think we'd get to this point, and the ability to get to this point is a true testament to everybody in this locker room, coaches, everybody. It's awesome. The opportunity happens to be in Detroit, which is fun for me on a personal level. We have some other guys on our team that are from the city, too, which is really cool. I know it's going to be rocking there. You know, haven't had a playoff game there about 30 years or whatever it is. So it'll be a great atmosphere. It'll be a tough task for us, but I'm definitely excited.
No, he's definitely excited. Yeah, that sounds like a guy who's been somewhere, won a Super Bowl. I mean, if he continues up with some of the stats and numbers he's putting up, different conversation for another day. Matthew Stafford, he has a chance to go into the Hall of Fame, a good one. Yeah, not a care in the world. He's the guy who got his exit out of Detroit. He went to Los Angeles, won a championship, and now things are so good, his wife does a podcast where she spills all of their business. Yeah, things are good for Matthew Stafford, I guess, outside of the wife spilling the beans. Jared Goff has to play it cool, right? That's what he's supposed to do. He's a man's man. He's a tough guy. You don't show anybody that you're hurt, that you're mad, that you're upset. You don't do that. This is speaking of a man's man, the head coach of the Lions, he's a man's man. Dan Campbell missed the bite kneecaps and hit old ladies across the street. Dan Campbell is a nut, and he knows this because he's a football guy. I always like listening to him speak. Dan Campbell said, the Rams, well, they're going to be tough. They're not going to be easy.
We know the challenge ahead of us with this opponent. Playing really good football, very efficient on offense. The two receivers and this running back make it go. And then, you know, obviously Stafford, his ability to see it, throw it, an accurate passer.
Oh, a little reserve there. I guess we'll get the hyped up version of Dan Campbell, I guess, after the game when he's had eight cups of – Ryan, what does he eat? Drink eight cups of coffee? Eight?
Something like that. He spoke in Starbucks terms, so I couldn't tell you how that equates, but lot of ounces of coffee in him every day.
That's right. We learned that from Hard Knocks, right?
It's like two, I don't speak the language, so I don't know. Jumbo, I don't know if that's the right word for it, but a lot of coffee.
He's like, I got two giant cups of coffee with pre-workout added in it. And
just like, some Red Bull, too, I think, added on top.
Yeah. How the hell can he function? If I have one cup of coffee, I want to go through the roof. I guess after a while, it's like any drug. You take enough of it, your body just gets used to it, and it wants some more. And Dan Campbell just running on everything possible. I'm looking forward to this game. You know, outside of the freezing your behind off game tomorrow between the Dolphins and the Chiefs, I'm going to be watching the Rams and the Lions on Sunday night. I'm going to go ahead and give the Lions the edge at home. That's it. The Rams, one of the youngest teams in the NFL. A matter of fact, they're the second youngest team in the NFL this year. And so, yeah, can Matthew Stafford walk in there and I don't want to say take their candy away and take their souls away? Yeah, he can. And that would really, really hurt. But I think the Lions, playing at home, I think Jared Goff motivated to look at Sean McVay from across the sidelines and just stare at him and prove him wrong. Man, this is your best opportunity and chance to do so. Now, this is where things could get tricky. Things can get bad. The Lions can give up a bunch of yards in the air. That can be dangerous. But the Lions, they can also put up a lot of points. And I think the Lions will go out there and beat them at home. I think the stadium, Ford Field, will be jumping. I think the fans will be into it. They don't got to worry about the damn weather outside. They're going to be warm inside. They're going to be screaming. They're going to be shouting. If you want to talk about a home field advantage, I think this is the closest thing you could get for it. As the Lions, I'm picking them and choosing them to beat the Rams on Sunday night. And I think Jared Goff, yeah, he may want to play it cool. I think Jared Goff is going to get some sweet revenge against Sean McVay, the man who said, I don't want you. I want Stafford. I mean, even if the Rams lose, just they're the ones that got a championship. I don't think Sean McVay or Matthew Stafford are going to lose sleep over it. I got the Lions beating the Rams on Sunday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a meteorologist. We're going to talk to someone about all this weather, as even Buffalo dealing with cold weather. It is pretty wild out here. Warren Sears is going to join us from Kansas City. First Warren 5 meteorologist. I'm going to get his thoughts on what we can look forward to watching the game, what the people there can look forward to. We got a lot to do. We're going to talk about the Cowboys, the Packers, the Bills, so much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, the weather is definitely frightful. Buffalo, it's frightful. It's cold all over the place. Let's just put it that way. But there's going to be a huge focus in Kansas City tomorrow. And we talked about the Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs. People calling me asking, hey, JR, how can I keep warm? And what's the weather going to be? I can only tell you what I read. So to talk about this, it's time to have a conversation with an expert. It's time to talk with someone from Kansas City. KCTV News, First Warren 5 meteorologist, Warren Sears is joining us here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Warren, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, JR? I'm doing all right. We're already getting a little chilly up here. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm in Atlanta. It's cold here, but I'm inside the studio. I was in Vegas. It was cold. So every place is cold. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's cold all over the country right now, isn't it?
You know, it sure is. This is a piece of a polar vortex that breaks off, and it seems like it happens every year, at least for, you know, a few days, and it is going to stick around. This isn't just a weekend deal. We're dealing with brutal temperatures through many days of our next week also, so it's locking in.
So when you think about specifically what's going on in your neck of the woods in Kansas City, what is the latest forecast for tomorrow night for the game? Last I looked, it was supposed to be -2 with a wind chill of -24. What's the latest?
Yeah, you know what? We're thinking a pretty similar thought here. Kickoff temperatures, we've been saying this afternoon, you know, -1, you know, there's not much of a difference there between -1, -2, -4. It all just is bitter cold, but we are going official kickoff forecast of about 1 below and that wind chill ranging from 20 to 25 below zero, and that's just a kickoff, you know, and once we get through that game, halftime dropping a few degrees, and by the fourth quarter, dropping even more, we are going to see our clouds break a little bit, so oftentimes when you get at least a few peaks of clear skies, that allows your temperatures to drop off even more, so that's kind of a new development, why we even dropped it a little bit more for tomorrow's forecast for the game time temperatures, so it is just going to be bitterly cold. And you know what? It doesn't help. That northwest wind, it's going to be about 15 to 25, maybe even some higher gusts. So folks up in the upper seats are definitely going to be feeling that wind as well.
Ouch. First Warren 5 meteorologist Warren Sears is joining us from Kansas City. You talk about the fans upstairs. We know the players are going to be down there on the ground. They're going to be concession workers and parking. There's going to be a lot of human beings outside. Talk about some of the dangers and then also how can people best protect themselves if they're going to go out there and try to brave it for this game?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It was funny. I mentioned earlier, I'm running out of words to describe dangerous. I mean, that's really what it is. This is dangerous cold. Just keep in mind, our average high here in Kansas City this time of the year is 38. So when we're forecasting highs in the single digits, this is not normal for us for this time of the year. So we're definitely stressing. I mean, people in the Midwest, you know, we get winter, obviously, but this is just a whole nother beast. And, of course, anyone coming from Florida or anywhere else, this is just going to be a huge shock to the system. But we're just telling people no skin exposure. That's one of the biggest things. Keep yourself wrapped in so many different layers. You know, good boots and good gloves will go a long way here. Keeping that nose covered. You know, I'm sure we'll see a lot of face masks, you know, ski masks out there tomorrow. I just would assume that folks are going to really pack on just about any layer they can. There's also another tip that I actually just learned recently. People are saying, and the Chiefs are letting people bring in cardboard. There are specifics on how big it can be, but that cardboard apparently makes a much bigger difference if you're standing on that versus standing on the cold concrete that retains a lot more of that colder air than cardboard would. So that's another thing that people are actually able to do is bring in some cardboard. And yeah, really just we're saying limit the time outdoors if you can. They do have warming centers in Arrowhead and I believe also in the parking lot. So there are some opportunities that if you just can't take it to at least get some brief relief. But, you know, football games, especially playoffs, they can be long. I would assume the tailgating is still going to be, you know, Arrowhead's notorious for amazing tailgates. I'm sure there's still going to be a lot of people out, but the people I know that are going have said, I might skip that tailgate and just head right into the game. But, you know, JR, I don't know how familiar you are with Arrowhead, but you can park really far away and have to walk, you know, 30 minutes just to get in. So, dangerously cold. And I know a lot of friends that are just sitting this one out, but this is a cool opportunity, I guess, for some folks that maybe wouldn't be able to normally afford to take a family to a game. If they can brave the elements, I guess that gives them at least that opportunity. But all in all, we are stressing to try to avoid being out and skin exposure, the two biggest things.
Warren Sears is here with us from KCTV News in Kansas City. Last hour, we had a caller call up, and he had a question. He's just like, man, this is dangerous. At what point does the NFL just say, man, it's too cold to play a game? I can't remember it happening. We know that they don't go out there and play in lightning for obvious reasons. And I know you're not a doctor, you're a meteorologist. But what in the hell would possibly be too cold to play a game in?
That's a great question. I think a lot of people are, you know, swirling that around, too. It's definitely a hot topic of discussion, even around here. If, you know, I just want to throw this out there. If we have a kickoff temperature of one below, that would be the coldest in Chiefs history. So, and I know that there are some numbers being thrown around there too for just NFL games, you know, in history and playoff games in history, stuff like that. So yeah, that is a great discussion. But no, it seems like, you know, business is going on per usual and the Chiefs are just trying to prepare everyone the best they can. And for fans coming in, I always wonder, you know, Patrick, I mean, they have those sleeves to put their hands in, you know, the pouches that they've got around them, but I mean, your hands stop working at a certain point too, even, you know, even if you do have little warmers and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting to see catching the ball and just, you know, I was a lineman back in my high school days and just, you know, the blocking, the repetitive. I mean, it all sounds really tricky when you got temperatures like this.
So how have you reacted? And Warren Sears is joining us, meteorologist, KCTV News in Kansas City. Having had played outside when it's cold, how the heck did you keep warm? You have to feel it at some point, no?
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't ever play any temperatures like this. I mean, this is, again, as I mentioned earlier, this is way colder than we should even be at for this time of the year. But I'm even hearing some reports that some guys tomorrow aren't going to be wearing sleeves. So there's not really, I don't think, a magic answer. I know that they have some resources on the sidelines that can help, you know, with those big trench coats and warmers and heaters and stuff like that. But I don't think there's the good answer there. It just is what it is at that point.
Yeah, Warren, I know you're in Kansas City. I do want to ask you about Buffalo. The Steelers are going to take on the Bills. They got a 1 p.m. Eastern start on Sunday in their wild card matchup. And I know there's expected to be snow. I think the temperature will be around 20. How much of a difference does snow, you know, factor into, I don't know, the feeling? I've been to Alaska and it felt like the moisture trapped a little bit of heat. I don't know if that makes any sense or am I out of this world? Doesn't the snow kind of make things feel a little bit better?
So, you know, for from a forecasting standpoint, for snow on the ground, we actually will have, you know, we have those model guidance and a lot of data that we look at. They don't oftentimes pick up on the snow on the ground, which is actually a big reflector of any incoming heat. So basically, if you have snow on the ground, it is harder to retain heat at the surface just because you actually have a lot of that reflecting back into the atmosphere. So, yeah, I mean, snow on the ground generally amounts to even colder temperatures. So it seems like some pretty nasty weather out there for some of these games this weekend.
Yeah, wild stuff. Well, Warren, I appreciate you joining in. You're a meteor. What's the word? It's a lot of letters here. Meteorologist? That's not it. What is your expertise? What would you call it?
Yeah, I'm a meteorologist. Yep, we have a meteorology degree in atmospheric science, and that's what we do, man. We're meteorologists, getting people prepared for what they need to know as they're heading out the door, heading to the Chiefs game, all that fun stuff.
There we go. Atmospheric expertise. I appreciate that. And people don't like you when the forecast, it's a forecast, but people don't like you when you are not 100% correct. So that sucks.
You know what? It's funny. I like to relay it, and I say, how many of your March Madness bracket picks did you get right? I said, you put your best foot forward there. You know, how many times do we see our analysts who will do this for a living out there guessing who's going to win the games? And, you know, it is. It's an educated guess. We put our best foot forward, and we, you know, take in all these resources, and we do the best we can. And thankfully, the study of meteorology is only getting better and better. So, it's a fun time to be in the science for sure.
I hear that. Well, thank you again, Warren, for joining us. Where can people follow you, especially all the great folks listening in Kansas City?
Absolutely. I would love some new followers. Yeah, I work for KCTV5, and I have a, you know, Twitter or X account, and I have Facebook pages, Meteorologist Warren Sears, and you can find me on Instagram. You know, we're all over the place nowadays, but and we'll be on tonight at 10, and I'm also our meteorologist tomorrow evening. So if folks want to tune in before they go out to Arrowhead and want to get that last forecast before they head out, I'll be there. We'll be there covering it all weekend. And you know what? This is even going to linger. As I mentioned, we're worried about Sunday morning also. For anyone visiting. We're worried about Sunday morning wind chills. You know, the feels like temperature out there when you factor in the wind and the real air temperatures. We're worried about down to 35 below zero, even worse than during the Chiefs game. That's again Sunday morning. So this is staying with us for many days.
Yeah, well, win or lose, the Dolphins will be looking to get out of town as soon as possible. Hey, Warren, thank you so much for joining and sharing your expertise. And we'll stay tuned on everything that you got to say between now and the game day. That was Warren Sears joining us from KCTV5 in Kansas City. Yeah, I didn't do it like the radio voice does. What would you call that? Gimmick infringement?
That's a good way to phrase it. I think you're right about that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave him to say it, Kansas City. I'll leave that to him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about this other cold weather game that I just mentioned. It's going to take place in Buffalo, where I think the Buffalo Bills are also asking the fans for a little bit of help. We'll explain on the other side. The Bills are getting ready to host the Steelers. We're going to get into the Cowboys and the Packers. We have so much to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been doing a lot of talk about college football this week. Michigan winning the championship. Today we learn that Kalen DeBoer is going to take over for Nick Saban. But there's so much more going on. Tons. Let's take a look at who's got home field advantage this weekend in our NCAA preview sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott. Fairfield by Marriott is the official hotel partner of the NCAA with over 1,000 locations around the country. You'll always have the home field advantage. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your stay. Number 3 Kansas hopes to continue the massive home court advantage they have on Saturday as they welcome the number 9 Oklahoma to Lawrence. The Jayhawks are coming off of an upset loss to UCF. But they're 8-0 at Allen Fieldhouse. Meanwhile, those Sooners, They're coming off a loss to TCU, but they're 13-2 on the season. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you once again to Warren Sears for joining us, meteorologist for KCTV in Kansas City. We're going to talk about the Buffalo Bills and the Steelers, another cold game. And then we're going to get into the team that, man, if they lose, it's just going to be a field day. The Dallas Cowboys are going to take on the Green Bay Packers. So we have so much more to do with the show as we continue on. Let's go to Bob first. He's been waiting patiently on the phones from New Orleans. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Yeah, man, I just said there was a game once with Cincinnati Bengals at home playing the San Diego Chargers, and temperature was supposed to have been 42 degrees. I just want to say, I know they took out the hard hitting. I hope they don't take out the weather element of the NFL because, I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, the home field advantage, the cold weather, the game of the elements. And I just hope they don't mess with the weather as far as canceling the game because it was too cold.
They're not. Tomorrow night's game in Kansas City, they're not canceling the game. What I'm saying is, at what point is it too cold to have a game? I'm not saying this to be flippant. I'm not saying this to be joking. There is a possibility, and I hope this. Typically, bad things have to happen before we see change. There's a reason why they don't play in lightning. It's because somebody can die. Okay. If somebody dies in the stadium tomorrow, does the NFL chalk that up that to go, oh, a fan died in the stands, they should have known better? Like, it's a possibility, man.
But it could die in the Miami than the Tampa Bay Heat, you know, and Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they can. But we can talk about extreme heat versus extreme cold. We can certainly talk about the humidity. Let's put it this way. We got fans who are dying outside of stadiums because they're getting beat up, okay? We can play the what if this or what if that. You didn't have a clear response to what I said. If someone dies, it don't matter if it's the heat or the cold. Typically, it don't get that damn hot, okay? People sweat it out. We do have extreme cold games where it is ridiculously dangerous. There's a difference.
Well, I can say before, they had a game once with Minnesota. I'm not Minnesota, but Minnesota had cold weather games too. The ice bowl and all that kind of stuff, and it just went on. I don't know what they said. Somebody probably did die. We just don't know about it. But I'm just saying, I hope they don't mess with the elements because I mean, that's what the game was built on.
Well,
I know.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure somebody had died. All of many years, they may have that.
Well, listen,
you don't know.
I don't know, but we live in a different time and we live in a different era. So if I have to go back to the Ice Bowl in 1967, I'm sure nobody whipped out a cell phone and filmed somebody frozen to death on the ground, Bob. I understand that. But we live in a different time, in a different era. I mean, I wanted to use, you know, kind of what you just said, somebody could die in the heat. I might as well say, well, you know what, it's lightning outside, so let's just keep on playing the game. Maybe somebody won't get hit by lightning. You know, there comes a point in time where you got to actually, think about the humans out on the playing field. Think about the humans that are in the stands. Like, there are times, and this goes beyond football, where you will have teams that will declare, well, not teams, but you will have states and governors declare national emergencies. Nobody go outside because it's dangerous, because people will die or there will be casualties. And so I know it's a game. Listen, I love watching people play in the snow and the cold as much as the next person. I think it's fun. I think it's a fun watch. It is a part of the game. It is a part of the culture. And this ain't me, you know, hitting up on Tyreek Hill. Oh, you soft this or soft that. It's all in your mind. Like, there comes a point where, yes, mind over matter. We're all still human, right? Like, you ain't built to be outside, just outside. And granted, they're running around. What about the fans in the stands? They out there running a couple miles? They getting their steps in? They sitting down or they in a suite? Like, that's the only way that you can have me out there unless you were paying me a lot of money. I have to be inside a suite with some heat. Yeah, everybody's favorite Taylor Swift, their conversations about whether or not she'll be out there. Who knows? No idea. Anyway, we got another cold game. This one takes place on Sunday. We got two teams that decided to, quote-unquote, heat up. at the best part of the season. You like that, Ryan? You like how I put it in there? They heat it up? You like that?
That was nice. I like that.
Yeah, I tried. The Buffalo Bills, the Steelers, they got hot at the right time. Buffalo Bills on a 5-game winning streak to end the season. They got their fourth straight AFC title because the New England Patriots suck post-Tom Brady. And they're taking on the Steelers, who at one point in time throughout the course of the year, they go on a 3-game losing streak, and you got a lot of people in Pittsburgh who want to fire Mike Tomlin and just send him to the glue factory. I don't know what's going on there. These are two teams that got rid of their offensive coordinators throughout the course of the year, and here they are in the postseason. Steelers and Buffalo taking on the Bills. That also is going to be cold. I think the temperature, 1 p.m. kickoff on Sunday, it's like 20 degrees, and then they've been dealing with snow. And Ryan, what's the deal? They're asking fans to help remove the snow?
Yes, they have a pretty lucrative offer out there for any fans in the Buffalo area that want to come shovel some snow. Do you want to hear what the offer is, JR?
You said lucrative, right?
Lucrative, yes.
So if you're a fan and you want to shovel snow, they are paying the fans, I don't know, 60 to 80 an hour.
Just remember, too, right? You're obviously outside, and this is scheduled for 10 o'clock at night starting Saturday night. So it's an overnight shift, which in most industries you would think, right? If you're not working the normal 9 to 5, it's a little bit extra.
Wait. They want the fans to come out and shovel the snow overnight.
Overnight. 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Saturday night is when this is supposed to start.
Wow. So what? It's not 60 to 80. What is it?
That would be a grand total of $20 an hour.
And that 20, so before taxes.
Before taxes. As someone on Twitter pointed out, $5 more than the New York State minimum wage is what you will get paid overnight outside to be shoveling snow for, 8 hours? How long is it going to take to clear the stadium?
Oh, no. Nobody can. Can a human being shovel for 8 hours?
How long is it going to take?
I don't even care if you get an hour break, man. That's a lot of shoveling. People have heart attacks from doing that stuff, man.
Now, they do provide a snow shovel. That's also part of the deal. $20 an hour, snow shovel, and you get complimentary food.
Do you get a ticket to the game?
No ticket to the game.
Do they let? Is this like a Buffalo Bills branded shovel? Do you take it home and say, I was one of the Bills fans, Bills Mafia helped shovel? Like, what is that?
Great question. I have not seen if there's a specific snow shoveling shovel you get with the Bills logo on it, which would be cool. I would say maybe still not worth it, but hey, one of the 100 shovels they give out when we dug out the stadium the one time.
I guess it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I guess you get the... And this is, I guess, their selling point. You get an opportunity to say that you were in, I don't know what they call this place, Highmark or whatever. It's going through so many names. They're building a new one across the street. You get a chance to say that you shoveled snow for the Buffalo Bills. I guess that's prize enough for some people.
And be part of the team. As I'm looking at their team website.
Oh, be part of
you could be part of the team.
Hey, tell them I want some of that money that Josh Allen is making. Hey, Sean McDermott. Buffalo Bills head coach, he says, we ain't shoveling no snow. We going to play, and we ain't worried about no weather.
Yeah, it takes a little bit more time, right, just to spend a little bit of time, not a little bit of time, but quite a bit of time to make sure that we're prepared for it, just like any game plan, and we're ready to adjust. As you said, it's not within our control, unfortunately, but a good man upstairs control, and we'll adjust when and where needed.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Somebody else ready to play in Buffalo is Mason Rudolph, the man that has kind of steered the ship since Kenny Pickett went down with that ankle injury. And Kenny Pickett, by all considerations, he looks ready to go. But why would you switch things up? You already seen what Kenny Pickett can do. And Mason Rudolph, he ain't turned the ball over. That's 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Mike Tomlin is putting his faith in him. And Mason Rudolph is just like, man, yeah, the weather's going to be tough. The road environment is going to be tough, but we're going to be ready.
Quite a tough place to play, and I've been up there a few times over the last few years, and we know it's a great but challenging venue to play in.
Yeah, you know what's going to be even more challenging? The fact that the Steelers don't have T.J. Watt. The fact that the Steelers are 1-10 without T.J. Watt. The fact that they're going to have to generate a pass rush without T.J. Watt, who is, dare I say, building up a resume that might be better than his Hall of Fame brothers. The thing about Watt brothers in the Hall of Fame? Oh, yeah. It's a high possibility. You don't just wake up and replace 19 sacks. It doesn't happen that way. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what my main man Highsmith from the Charlotte 49ers is going out there and doing. It sucks. This is an easy one for me, folks. I know the Bills have been dealing with their injuries and whatnot. Unless the Steelers are going to run them out of the building led by Najee Harris, Buffalo Bills got this at home. I think the Steelers are going to be hard-pressed to, you know, put up some type of resistance against the Bills. Let's see what they do on the ground. It's going to be a fun one on Sunday afternoon. A lot of great games. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. There is another wild card game. It comes on after Steelers-Bills. It's an NFC matchup. It's in Dallas. It's in Arlington. It's the Cowboys hosting the Packers. They don't got to worry about the weather either. Cowboys better not choke. They'll be killed. We're going to talk about it. Plus more here on CBS Sports Radio.